Test one.
Yeah.
Test one.
Really loud.
Test one.
We should like a soothing podcast.
Check.
Hi, guys.
You're falling asleep?
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You're listening to Sappening Podcast.
Sappening! You're listening to episode 71 of Sappening Podcast with Sean Smith and my good friend Morgan Richards, who's now also known as Mo Dick.
Yes, it's me, Morgan Richards, and this episode is just a guarantee that Sappening is for lovers.
Why? Why is it a guarantee that Sappening is for lovers?
Because our guests this week are the emo veterans, Hawthorne Heights.
Yeah, but what's that got to do with Sappening? Why is Sappening for lovers?
Because they had
condoms and protective sheaths are for lovers.
Because they had a song called Ohio is for lovers.
Oh, did they?
And I just replaced...
I'm going to do this every week now that I've sussed that our panda's come in. I'm going to dissect every panda to show how it doesn't work so there's an awkward beginning.
It does work, because Sappening is for lovers. There's couples who have listened to this podcast who weren't couples before they listened to it and are now couples. So technically, Sappening is for lovers. I rest my case.
Okay. Well, I was in a relationship when this started, right? And I'm not in a relationship now. So Sappening is for former lovers too. Sappening is for everyone.
Yes, it is. Welcome to episode 71.
Anyway, let's be more upbeat. Anyway, as we said, episode 71 features the wonderful boys from Hawthorne Heights. We had a fucking fantastic chat with them in London while they were over supporting Silverstein.
Yes.
And yeah, it was nice. It gave me vibes of the Joel from Amity Affliction one, where a band was being honest about how they genuinely felt about stuff.
Oh yeah, there's no holding back from JT and Matt in this episode. They absolutely just unleashed their pure feelings. They've literally, at this point of recording, had been on the road for so many months.
Yeah.
But it's such a great and interesting chat. I was so excited that we were able to do this and got invited down to London to have a chat with the boys. And yeah, it's just a really, really nice, relaxing one.
Yes, lovely, lovely boys. It was nice to see that they openly admitted to being fed up of playing their old album, which they had been doing for quite some time.
Yeah, so basically they were on the road supporting the 15th year anniversary of their debut album, The Silence in Black and White. It has so many amazing hits on there, and it's an album that really inspired a lot of other emo bands around that time. But yeah, they like to be quite honest about it. I mean, if you're playing all those songs every night for like months on end, you're going to be fed up of one or two, aren't you?
Well, yeah. So then I have to do it 15 years later for a whole tour for a year. Again, after... Think about it, right? When that album came out, they were probably playing songs off that before that album came out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
for probably 2-3 years.
Hmm.
You had 3 years of that album constantly playing those songs to the point where you know them inside out. And yeah, it can get a little bit tiresome, but also when an album is that good and that influential, it needs to be celebrated. So.
No, definitely. So if we're going to get into really the positive side of that record as well, and everything from how they've evolved as a band over the years, having time off now to reflect, go back home, see the family and what they're really going to do in that time. And we're going to get an insight into how they feel about inspiring a host of bands, including the one and only Billie Eilish, who recently posted a video of her breakdancing to their song Nikki FM on social media. And then the boys actually covered one of her songs back. So,
So thank you again to the boys in Hawthorne Heights and Hayley Connolly and Holly for looking after us.
Yes, thank you as always. I just super happy we got to do this.
It was a good chat.
It's very funny. It's really honest, and I think it's going to open a lot of another side of the industry and band life to people as well.
Yes. So cool.
So of course, if this is your first time listening to us, then hello. If you've listened to us many times before, we appreciate you for choosing Sapning for your listening pleasures or non-pleasures.
If you're listening to this to torture yourself, fair play to you.
I heard there's a prison out there somewhere, and they put these episodes on to make the prisoners talk about things.
Like Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah. So like they just lock him in the room, and they're like, "I won't talk, and I'm going to," and they go right then. Tell you what, boy.
Because I heard they were doing that with Metallica, right?
Yeah.
I heard they were like pumping, like. Nah. I'm telling you, right? If you lock me up, if you want information from me, right, sit me down. Lock me up. I'm telling you now, the moment I'll have the headphones on, the moment the first bell for whom the bell tolls rings is the moment I go, "All right, I'll tell you everything." Oh my good God.
That's a bit harsh on them, isn't it?
Get fucked, Metallica.
Yeah, I like them a bit, but.
Do you?
I'm never right.
Because you have to.
I don't have to like them.
They're better than
Maiden. I don't care.
Anyway, what was the point I was bringing up? Oh yeah. So you were telling me now people have gone, "Oh, do you know what? I actually quite like this Ride the Lightning album. Tell I do it though, Welsh accents," and they've gone, "Ha ha, got just the torture for you. Listen to these two mumbling pricks."
We've had weird situations from this podcast, that so I'm true. Not surprised have, yeah. if it is. But it was a joke, really. I hope everyone enjoys listening to this because we put a lot of effort into it. But
also,
anyway,
big shout out to all the prisoners in Guantanamo Bay who are listening right now, who are being forced to listen. I'm sorry, guys, but. Oh, if you've got any money online, check out patreon.com/sampling.
Wow, this has gone all left straight away. What I was trying to say is Sean and Morgan here. Go back and listen to all your previous episodes of Sapling Podcast with all your favourite bands, entertainment people, wrestlers and everything else in between. And make sure you are following us on the social media pages that are Sapling Pod on Instagram and Twitter. And they are spelled with...
@ SAPPENINPOD. That's @ SAPPENINPOD.
Yes, and as Sean mentioned, if you would like to get involved with the podcast... Patreon.com/sapnin is the best place to do that. We've got loads of things, extra goodies, content, mad
backstage
memes,
stuff.
Everything going on over there. So it is worth checking out. Believe me, it really is.
Believe you, me. Yeah. That's a mad sentence, isn't it?
Believe you, me.
Believe you, me. What? Believe you, me. Surely it's believe me, you.
But that doesn't sound right.
Believe me, you. Oh, you! Believe me! No! Believe you, me! I've gone too far, sorry.
I've gone really too far.
Yeah.
But not far enough, because we're just going to dive straight into this wonderful conversation with the Hawthorne Heights, and they're going to give us their opinion on a good English breakfast.
They do.
And if that's not a reason to share this with all your friends, I don't know what is.
No, it isn't. Here we go! Sapnin!
Oh, you never had a cup of beans, man.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Sapnin!
Yes! They've got it. Yes. Incredible.
This week we have Dayton, Ohio's favourite, Hawthorne Heights.
Yes.
We've got JT and Matt. Thank you very much for coming on.
Of course. Thanks for having us.
It's a pleasure.
We wouldn't be doing anything else right now.
I feel like I want to say sorry then, because you could be doing nothing. But instead you're talking to us twid, yes.
Yeah.
But we appreciate the time.
Yeah, we really appreciate it.
Thank you. No problem. Thanks for having us.
How's London been so far?
It's great. You know, we've been a band for 15 years, started in 2004. And we first came to London in 2005 on the Victory Records tour. So, but this was our first time spending actual time in London. You know, so we flew in and had 3 days before the tour even started to relax, decompress, and walk around Camden Town and a couple of the other places. It's been a lot of fun. It's been, you know, cool getting to know the area instead of just playing the venue where you are every single time and just having maybe 2-3 hours to walk around.
Yeah.
It was super cool.
Is there anywhere in particular in Camden that you enjoyed? Any of the goth shops? I do love a goth shop.
That's kind of like Hot Topic to us.
We had an amazing breakfast.
Okay, so I don't know how much time we have, but this is probably worth mentioning specifically to the English listeners. But so we love
Are you going to mention the name of the place?
I will eventually. One of our favorite things is when we fly over here, we don't consider ourselves to be officially here until we have a full English. That's kind of just one of our things, because we wouldn't do breakfast like that back home. There's no such thing as a full American. It's you have a little of this, a little of that, and you just go about your day. So we like how traditional the full English is. So, and our two of us eat meat, Matt and me, and our drummer Chris Poppy is vegan, and then our guitar player Mark is vegetarian, so it can get a little bit fussy between the four of us. We want to include Poppy because we all want to hang out and eat together, so a lot of times we will allow him to find a spot that suits us all that has proper vegan food, you know what I mean? So he's like, okay, I found a place, they offer full English breakfast and they offer lots of vegan breakfast and stuff like that. So we go there, and the place is called Music and Beans. I don't know if you guys know about this place.
Yes, together at last. We've all been thinking, by the way, when the fuck is it going to be music?
They are playing no music.
There was no music.
What?
Nothing. There was no music.
It must be full to the brim of beans.
They were going to call it Eating in Silence, and they went with Music and Beans.
So there was no music, and I got a little tiny cup of beans. I don't know what you would call a little cup like this.
Coffee beans. It's the only thing we've thought to like remedy the situation.
Yeah, and it had like, it's one of those places that does like one of their own little flares on a classic. So like the beans had like a Moroccan tint to them or whatever. And that is not what we're interested in. We want it the traditional way. So that was a big failure by our drummer. But that's what happens when you let the vegans.
I looked at it and I said, I'm not getting that as my first full English. Yeah. So I got a chicken. And then I finished it, and then the guy brought me another one.
What?
Dual chickens.
Was it like all you can eat chicken?
No. He just said, oh, it seems kind of small. Bring another one. I was like, no. You're good.
But the best part is we were all talking about it, and we're all like, full English, we got to find one. And our drummer is like, yeah, love to have one.
Follow me, I've got the place.
He likes the Weatherspoon one because, you know, there's a vegan breakfast offers the vegan sausages and everything. He can kind of get a proper one. And then he ended up getting a burger. So he drug us to this place and then got a damn burger. If he wanted a burger, we could have went to a vegan burger place.
Yeah.
So big failure. Big failure. We have since had about 6 or 7 great ones. So we're in damn good shape.
Okay, good. Nice. Good. Yeah, I was going to say music and beans. Like, that's just false advertising. Like, you think that was a specified like music themed restaurant 100%. Or something? And then the beans are famous.
You'd just be 100% guaranteed. You're going in here, well, I'm definitely going to listen to some sort of music.
Yeah, you think
music,
even if you're a Beatles album that. On the wall cement. Like, do you know what I mean? Just
nothing
of the sort.
No. Well, funny enough, we were actually wandering around London earlier
trying to find the full English.
Couldn't
for ages. And I could find Mediterranean, there was Turkish, we could find kebabs open at 10 a.m. I was like, nobody's eating a kebab at 10 a.m.
Yep.
Where's the English breakfast?
And then also we were finding like shops and stuff that said toast. So a big sign out in the middle of the road
sticking out
said toast.
Oh, and there we thought, I went, yes, we found it.
Must be a cafe or something. Clothes shop.
Very what nice.
They're not selling toast in there, though.
Well, so I was furious.
For future reference, we had a full English today. Nice. Right around the corner. You got to go down to the Angel Weatherspoons.
And take a right.
There's a place called Saint Espresso. Ooh. And right next to Saint Espresso is a very nice little mom and pop run breakfast shop.
Ooh. And it was wonderful. I wish we'd done this first.
It was wonderful. Yeah.
Bugger.
Well, there we go. Any listeners
going in,
check it out, man.
English breakfast.
Shout out. Yeah.
Yes, go to Saint Espresso. Do not go into Saint Espresso and go right next door. Yeah, but to be honest with you, we went to both. We had our coffee at Saint Espresso.
Well, I didn't expect Hawthorne Heights to have the plug on breakfast in North London.
I didn't expect it to go like this, but yeah.
Yeah, we got it all. We know where not to go, and we know where to go. Failures and successes is what you're going to learn about from Hawthorne Heights.
Yeah, oh, wow. You're changing it to Highbury Heights now because you've mastered this area.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, amazing. But of course, you know, you've been on the road intensely the start of 2020.
For 15 years.
Well, yeah. Yeah. That's true.
Look, hasn't stopped, right?
We have not slept in 15 years.
You know, but this current cycle, you know, you're supporting the 15th anniversary of your debut album.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's been great to like revisit those songs and see the reaction.
Has it though?
It was great at the beginning.
There you go.
It was great, but we are at the tail end of a year worth of playing these songs from 15 years ago.
Okay.
We are full blown. We need to play something else.
Yeah.
Playing track 7 off of your first album every day
for a year. Does not have
is a little taxing.
Yes, it does not have the impact it once did to us.
Yeah.
But the reason that we do it is because our fans come out and they would like to hear it, and it's about their connection to the music. So we understand that it's taxing on us, but we're willing to do it because of that. You know, we did it everywhere in America. We're just now to the finishing the English portion, and then we're going to go and do the German portion. Yeah. And then people better not ask for it.
I bet you show number 1 after this run.
Definitely.
Someone goes, I'm going to need track 7.
Yeah. So we got 3 months off, and then we do this big tour with Bayside and Census Fail in the States, and I'm thinking we don't play anything. we write new songs on the spot.
Just jam new stuff.
Whatever the opposite of this is.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Mars Volta
acoustic 10. New songs.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
just got to go on stage and just jam for an hour,
see what
comes out.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But speaking of like kind of making that sacrifice for your fans and stuff, you know, Hawthorn Heights has always been someone that's been so connected with the audience over like, you know, almost 20 years.
It's important to us. That's kind of what this music is all about. You know, you're a lot of people have tried to incorrectly change with the times. You know what I mean? And it makes you start off as one thing and then you kind of end up as another thing, and then people don't really relate to you because you just sound like you're trying to do other things. We've never really agreed with that. You know, you like to move forward, but move forward within yourself, because it is, it's about the connection that you make with somebody and how they move and grow with you. They have to be growing with you, or they're just leaving you behind and listening to something else. So that connection that you make is important to foster it and to help it grow, so that way you guys are both growing together.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, because you know, there's definitely been an audience just growing up with you guys over this time and everything. So has it been quite interesting for you, even though you're playing these old songs, seeing the reaction from fans of all ages, you know, just discovering maybe the old records recently and then obviously being there from day one?
Yeah, it absolutely happens. You see people who you've been seeing for 15 years, and then you see people who are clearly not old enough to get into the club night.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and it's like, how did you hear us? You know, we're a long time in, and it's always like, my older sister used to play your music in the house all the time. And then every once in a while you have like, you know, maybe like a 15-year-old that's there with their parents that are like, you know, 34 or something like that. And it's like, it's cool. It's like it's become, you know, come full circle. And you know, that's the only way that you can do it and be as like kind of burnt as we are right now, going from tour to tour over the past year, then going into the studio and really not having that much time off, you know, 10 days here, 15 days there, is to look out and see them smiling and remember what it was like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And that's the only way you could do it, because if the shows were miserable, oh my gosh, I can't even think about, like, we'd probably be hating each other right now.
What I love about Hawthorn Heights is that you guys never, you're a little bit self-deprecating with humor, and you're not afraid to like have a laugh at yourself, make fun.
Yeah. You can't take this too seriously. We know a lot of bands who are doing exactly what we're doing, who think very highly of themselves and take it really seriously. And that's all well and good, but like to us, like, you have to embrace nostalgia, because we were all at a different place in our life 15 years ago, just as our listeners were 15 years ago. And we've all made mistakes along the way, but that's the beautiful part of life, is that you can learn and you can move and you can grow and stuff like that. But you can also look back to how sometimes being a clown is fun. Sometimes, you know, like making a mistake, you can look, that's what you look back and laugh on. And if you can't look back and laugh at yourself, then like, man, you're gonna have a tough time.
No, that's perfect analogy. Some of the merch, just some of the merch ideas you've had, and you've got that Keeper of the Sad Top is hilarious.
And then you've recently had an original emo, and I used to listen to Hawthorn Heights in high school and all that, so it's just great to see you as a fan, that you've got that kind of, you can laugh at it and kind of showcase that side of the band as well.
When we make shirts, though, it's like we have this conversation, what do you want to put on a shirt? Like, there's not a good answer. Like, what somebody say? Like, elephant? Like, name an object and now put our band name above
it? We're really into lizards this year, so we're going to put lizards all over. You know what I mean?
Like, I feel like anybody that comes with an idea is just going to feel like an idiot the second it leaves their mouth. Like, a clown face with our band name above it. With a lyric. It's just so dumb.
Yeah, so you like,
you just make, do something funny.
We think it's funny to like balance current trends with like funny phrases. Yeah. You know what I mean? I just don't think that anybody looks towards bands that have been around for 15 years to be on the forefront of fashion.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's for the
20-year-olds.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Stuff like that. So like here, you know, we were talking backstage about Boston Manor. We all like that band, good band. they're young. Mm-hmm. It's their time to show people what to wear and stuff that. It's not Hawthorne Heights' turn, you know what I mean? Yeah. So we're just trying to have fun with our fans and, like, you know...
There's not going to be no JT Yeezy style collection coming out there.
Exactly. Like, we think that a lot of times people take themselves too seriously in that. Like, we'll hear all these bands talk about, like, man, we want it to be more like a brand. And we're like, fuck. Nike does that better than you're going to do it. We'll just put our name on a t-shirt and be done with it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Or put something funny, like the high school thing. Matt thought about that on Warped Tour. It was Warped Tour 2017, and
Every third person says that.
Yeah, every
to
third
us.
Person was like, "Man, this is my high school right now. I'm fangirling. This is my high school right now." So we're like, I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing that they're saying that.
I was going to ask how you felt about that.
Only way it can be good is if you embrace it. Yeah. It instantly becomes good. It's fine. If you avoid it, it's going to be bad. Yeah. If you embrace it, put on a shirt. Fuck yeah, let's go.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
So we think it's funny, and you know, everybody else thinks it's funny. We were going to bring it over here, and then they were like, they don't call it high school over here. So it would either be a total hit because it's a very American thing, or you'd be like, high school. Get out of here with that shit. So we didn't want to be offensive.
If somebody's like at the merch and they're like just looking at it, I'd rather them have point and go, ha ha, than, okay, that one's got a rabbit on it, that one has a dragon on it, that one has a... It's like it's just
that one's got the lizards on the sleeves.
What a boring! Like it's just boring.
Yeah.
So it's just like, oh, that one's got a rainstorm. That one's it's just merch.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is. You know, like we're never gonna be Gucci or Louis Vuitton. So why not just be funny?
Yeah.
You know.
Well, it's a good way to look at it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Completely. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned there, you know, obviously the word nostalgia and everything. I think a lot of people see Hawthorne Heights as maybe one of the gatekeepers of that old emo scene over the years and stuff. How have you seen that phrase and term evolve? Because, like, I think when it first came out, maybe people weren't using it, embracing it as much, but now it seems to be.
Yeah, I think it's funny. I think that, like, terms like nostalgia used to be a bad thing, and maybe people do still consider it that, but and then there was a time period, I'd say maybe 2008, where people were terrified to be called an emo band.
Yep.
Terrified, because it was viewed as like a trend that was turning.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? When metalcore got really big heavy, it started to trend to heavier stuff. Yep. But we always stuck with it. We were like, we're not gonna start playing synthesizers and like try to drop tune our guitars just because that's what younger bands are doing. We're not a younger band. We got to continue to ride the wave, weather the storm, and be the best version of this band that we can be. And we feel that's why we can last for 15 years. We never tried to divert from what we were doing. We just tried to make a listenable version of it. You know what I mean?
Like, I think at this point too, like, when people say emo, they just mean 2004 to 2006. Like, that's what they where it didn't mean that before. And it's like the same, like, ska. Ska was ska until that became a cuss word, basically. And then they called it rock with horns.
Yeah.
So then emo and then emotional rock. It's like one of those, like, fuck, come on, just get over it.
I just think there for a while, everybody got caught up in themselves and, like, trying to, like, I don't know, be ahead of a trend, that sort of thing. And it's like, dude, I've said this 1,000 times. It's like, how arrogant and, like, annoying is the internet that, like, your parents didn't go, hey, dude, remember when we used to listen to the Beatles? We're so stupid. Do you know what I mean? Like, the Beatles have been great since it came out, and it's great now, and it's because it's great.
Yeah.
It's not because they're on the cutting edge of rock and roll.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're way past that. But, like, I think that, and I'm by no means comparing us to the Beatles, by the way. That's not the intent. The closest we're getting is music and beans. But my point is that it never, like, I don't feel our parents ever were worried about stuff like that. They weren't worried about, like, dude, Led Zeppelin is so 2 years ago. You better be listening to Fleetwood Mac now. Or, you know what I mean? Like, and I think that that's a detriment to, like, how negative the internet can be. It's like it spins you into this weird, like, oh, dude, everybody listened to them last year. Yeah. Well, now I only listen to this. And it's
back
like,
then, there were only, like, five bands. But they were just music. My point is, it's all genre.
Can't you listen to both?
Yeah.
Isn't it okay to listen to both?
Yeah.
Or isn't it okay to listen to a wide range of music? That's also cool too. So I just think it's weird. I just think it's that negative spin of the internet. People are like so terrified that somebody is going to be like, oh my gosh, you listen to that. And it's like, well, you were just, you know, rolling to Limp Bizkit at the club night the other night. You know what I mean? Listen to what you want to listen to. If it makes you feel good, it makes you have fun, don't take it so seriously.
Awesome.
Bangers are bangers, man.
Correct.
It does
correct.
Not it does awesome. Not matter what year they came out. That's why they're bangers.
Yep. Nailed it.
Yeah, and of course, over recent years, it seems that there's been a lot of just creative energy coming from the band. You put out two albums in the last 2 years and everything like that. Has it just been full of ideas behind the scenes and stuff lately?
Yeah, to a degree, but we are burnt right now. we are trying to finish everything up, and like we're getting ready to have a 3.5 month break, and like sometimes you do so much at once like that that like you start to squeeze the lemon and the drops don't come out as easily as they used to. So it's like you try not to get into negative town.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and that's kind of like right now we're trying to like go through new songs and mix a record and stuff like that. But like mentally, maybe you're not in the right headspace. Me personally, I don't know that I'm in the right headspace to be doing it.
Yeah.
But the world does not care about that. Mm-hmm. they care that this stuff needs to get done and stuff like that. So
you're trying to work on something new at the same time that your job is playing
old.
Something that I could literally play asleep with no arms at this point. Like we have played these songs so many.
It's getting harder than you think.
You know what I mean? The difference is like unbelievable. Like these songs are so old, and then we're working on something so new and trying to keep an open mind about both. It's like really tough to like segment it in your brain. It's bizarre. Yeah. All we want to do is find a good cup of coffee and a good breakfast.
And then, you know, like, you know, you get to the point where you're like, you're sapped creatively, you're sapped emotionally, and you got 10 days until you can get home and just regroup for a little bit. You know what I mean? So we've just done so much right in a row that it like we're experiencing like 15 years of just getting smashed over the head each night. And I don't mean that in a bad way because like we're fortunate that people are asking us to do shows and we're fortunate that we're making records and stuff like that. So it's like, it's just one of those things where like, you get 3 weeks in and then you get a cold and you're sick and you can't play as well as you want. And then it all seems like, it just all seems like everything's coming at once. Yeah. But like, you know, tonight's first night of the Silverstein tour and we're looking forward to it. And I think it's going to be great. You know, we're trying to get the smile back on our face.
Good.
That's what the hour and night is. That's what you look out and you see people singing these songs that you wrote in a tiny shitty town in Ohio, in a little tiny basement. And like, you know, that's the magic.
Yeah.
That's the magic of it all.
What do you intend to do on those 3 weeks off?
Man. First, we probably need to not talk to each other, but not even in a bad way. We just need to see other people and hear other people's perspective on life because I've seen his filter of life and he's seen mine for the past. And, you know, like, sometimes that's great, and other times it's like, I need to hear what my cat thinks about anything right now. You know what I mean? I need to not make some serious decisions for a while, that sort of thing, and just assimilate back into nobody cares about Hawthorne Heights. That sort of world. We all need that. We all need just a little bit of decompression. And it's going to be great because NFL football season is over. Yeah. Mm. So I'm not even going to have that. So it's going to be delightfully mundane.
I right now I have my a driveway at my house that goes down, and it like puddles all this water at the steps that go in. This is so stupid, but I'm going to talk about it anyway. But my goal when I get home is to figure out
how to go into that.
How to fix that.
He's
situation.
Working on something.
So I'm like,
he's a science major.
So I'm excited about something as boring.
Yeah, no, but this is the thing. People listening to this are just like, oh, I bet they're coming off tour and they just, you know.
We're going to get home and we're going to immediately start partying and then we're, we're going to go out
to. That's not the truth.
And that's what people want to hear. They want to hear what you're actually day to day life.
Water makes mud and mud sits at the bottom of the stairs. I'm going to figure out a way to get water going somewhere else. So that is on my, as soon as I get home, I'm just going to be like, let's go.
Yeah, I can see how you want to do
it. I can't wait. I'll be praying for rain. Like, come on, let's see what you got.
For me, I'm going to ride out the last of winter because I hate to be cold.
Yeah,
and that's one of the most difficult parts of this tour is you guys live in the coldest place.
Yeah, sorry about that.
What's funny is it's pouring snow and ice back home, but the second that you get inside, you're like warm. But you know how some of these clubs are over here.
Oh yeah,
you're just freezing at all times. And we're sleeping in our Sprinter with bunks and everything, but there's no heat, so we're just freezing our tits off. So really, we just want to get home and just after enjoying these shows and just think about nothing, warm up a little bit, fix our driveways. My daughter just started piano lessons, and I know she's better than I am already, and I'm looking forward to like hearing her do that so I don't have to do anything musically whatsoever. Live a little bit through her eyes and her life, but I'm ready for the spring.
Nice.
I want it to warm up. I want minimum of 60 degrees. What's that for you guys? What would 60 be?
That's like 16, 17.
Okay. Yeah.
17.
20 is like 70 degrees.
Okay.
20 is where you want it.
Well, I want 20.
Yeah, 20 is where you want it.
I want that. But yeah, just ride it out and take a nap for a minute, man. Just all of us to be able to have to. It's crazy when your days are so scheduled, you know, whether you have control of them or not, whether you know you got an 8-hour drive that's going to lead to this, to lead to that. It's great when you just wake up when your eyes and your brain wakes you up and you don't have some sort of like detailed list of what you have to do. We want anarchy just for a day.
I was thinking about it like a week ago. I have not said this sentence since October. What do you want to eat this week? Let's go to the grocery. I haven't shopped for a week of groceries.
Every day it's music and beans.
Since October. I am dying to be like, oh, okay, I'll get that because maybe I'll finish it. Like, I've been just home for 2 days and I'm just
here's a wonderfully mundane thought for the listeners is that what we crave is the opposite of what our wives and families crave when we get home because we have just... We're eating in London for 4 days straight, which is great to a traveler, but then we go to the next city, and then the next city, and we're just eating at restaurants. Do you know what I mean?
Like
most people use that as like a break from going to the grocery and doing, like on a Friday night, you know, you go out. But we have to do that every day, so we crave like...
Hunk up meal.
Exactly. What can we do that is just here?
Yeah.
And we don't have to like... We don't have to get out and make an ordeal of it. Yeah. Like, where do you guys want to go? I don't want to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, literally nowhere.
We know the conversation here. It's like, what do you guys want to eat? I don't care. I just don't want it to be over $7. You're like, fuck, what is that?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that
is. That's nothing.
Like, literally for years, when they ask, hey, nobody knows what they want to eat. What do you want? I say, I do not care.
Yeah.
Like, I literally don't care. If you find something that I think is the best... Awesome. If you find something I think is terrible, it's probably going to be fine. I'm just trying to get to tomorrow.
It becomes kind of annoying when you're home because, you know, for the first 4 or 5 days, your family is like, their idea of having fun is going out.
Yeah, and you're like, nah, just
and we're like, just give us a little bit to not go to a restaurant, and then we will take you to dinner, that sort of thing.
You get home and just like, I long to lounge about.
Yes,
just let me be on the settee. Let me be on the couch for like 2 days.
Exactly.
I want to have a bag of chips, crisps, whatever.
Yeah.
I want to have that, and then I want to leave it somewhere, and then tomorrow when I wake up, it's still exactly there. Yeah. Yeah. I just want it once.
If I haven't gone to sleep next to him. Exactly. If I haven't gone to sleep there,
I'll clean it up. I just want to know it's there just to do the thing.
Oh, you know what's really funny, though, is, you know, maybe the listener wants to hear this from this perspective, is that when we get home, like, we have to get used to being around our families again, too, because I'm used to being around four guys every day doing this, their whatever habits they have at all times. And now you're thrown back into, like, people that you love in an entirely different way. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, and it's you're like, I'm used to trying to lay in my bunk that is the size of a Pepsi can. Yeah. And you're just trying to, like, live. And then now you're going to be with your wife who, like, you want to actually lay with. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just, it's such a different thing, because you're used to, like, trying to isolate yourself at night around these freaking dudes, and, like, you get home and it's like, I don't even know if I know how to, like, be around other types of people anymore. And that takes, like,
what's it like being a girl?
Do you want to go to bed? Do you want to go to bed at 11? That way we could wake up early and get all this stuff done. And you're like, 11?
Yeah, what?
I don't even know if I can.
Yeah, my eyes will
I'm
not
coming off stage then.
Yeah, I just don't even know how to go to bed until I pick up some heavy piece of gear at 1:30 in the morning. Yeah,
exactly. And over the past 15 years, you know, like, our wives have definitely learned, like, I have to give him 2 or 3 days of an adjustment period for the sleep cycle and stuff like that. Because it doesn't have anything to do with, he doesn't want to, like, not wake up. It's just that, like, we're used to, not only are we in a different country, which is 5 hours ahead, and then we're used to not going to bed to probably 2 in the morning here at the earliest, maybe 3 in the morning, which is actually, I don't even know what time that would be.
Well, I mean, last night was a perfect example. We got out of the venue at, I don't know, 1 or something. We're like, let's go take a shower at a truck stop, whatever it is. And he goes, oh, yeah, I think it's going to be in an hour. And so we sit there and wait.
Wow.
That's it. Yeah. What do you do, go to bed, take a nap?
Virtually in silence.
Yeah.
Wow.
Staring into space.
And so now we have the darkest van in the history of the world, so it's just pitch black.
But the funny thing is like, when you're a year into something, like, you don't want to hear music, you don't want to look at, watch movies, you don't want to, you want dead silence. I imagine that you just want to stare at probably a white wall, because if you're staring in the dark, that's taking you to negative town. You got to look out and see something that's at least bright and shiny. But it's funny.
Amazing. Wow, incredible. Ooh. Yeah. One thing I did want to touch on very quickly is that, you know, we're talking about the inspirational, you know, side of the band. The internet obviously blew up a few months ago when Billie Eilish was in their Instagram stories listening to you guys break dancing and things like that. Is that just mad to see, after all these years, how much of an inspiration that you're still giving modern musicians and everything like that?
It's super cool, because it's stuff that, like, I'm just not familiar with most of that stuff, not because I don't like it, but because, like I said, we just did a year's worth of touring, and I can't imagine somebody trying to turn me on to a new item at this point.
Yeah.
But like, it's super cool to see somebody that has obviously just swept the Grammys, has even heard of our band and listened to our band at some point. You know, the same thing happened with Kacey Musgraves. I tweeted her randomly one day just because I thought it would be funny, and she tweeted back our lyrics, and like, you just don't expect that stuff. And it's not like it doesn't help us in any way.
Yeah.
Other than it's cool to know that other artists, I know that because we wrote Ohio is for Lovers, it did not create the wonderful artist that is Billie Eilish. But it was nice that at a point in time, she gave it a scan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's cool.
The weird thing, we're so in this that it's hard to imagine that anybody is even listening to it.
Yeah.
Because we're so like...
Yeah, exactly.
It's just weird to think that somebody's you're like, how did they even find this out? And then you're like, oh, I do remember, we did sell records. I always forget about that. And then like, okay, we were like on TV and stuff, but it's so far into like, tomorrow we have load in it too. Tomorrow we have like forget that.
Inspire Billie Eilish.
You forget. You forget that a stranger can find it on the internet now.
You know what's kind of funny though to think about is just this year alone, Billie Eilish sweeps the Grammys, has listened to Hawthorne Heights. Casey Musgraves sweeps the CMTs.
Okay. There's a link, isn't it?
Has listened to Hawthorne Heights. Post Malone sweeps rap awards. Has listened to Hawthorne Heights. None of the people that are listening to those bands listens to Hawthorne Heights. We're seeing all these people that are like, yeah, I used to listen to that. And they're selling out like arenas, and we're like in a 500 cap club going, hey guys, what about us? That sort of thing. It's just funny to see like all these like mega hot current artists are like on top of the world. And you're like, what are we doing, man?
Yeah.
We just want a nap.
Post Malone karaoke is to Ohio's for Lovers. It has like 4 million views.
Yeah.
You're like, I wish.
Yeah. We're like, but Ohio's for Lovers doesn't have that many views.
Put out an official video so I can
monetize
it.
It's almost like it's more about Post Malone than it's about Ohio's for Lovers.
Yeah. It's super hilarious. And then you show at this point, you know, like I have a 12-year-old daughter, and like she's grown up with our band, obviously. She knows enjoys it. It's always had fun going to the shows and the festivals and stuff like that. And you look out at Warped Tour and you see 15,000 people there singing your dad's songs.
Yeah.
And like it's a super cool moment because she realizes it's real.
Yeah.
And then she'll have one of her friends like Hawthorne. I have no idea what your dad does for a living. Yeah. I don't get that. And then she'll be like, well, here's Post Malone singing his song. And it's like immediate, like, oh my God.
It's crazy, isn't it? It's mental.
You know, she's famous for the day because her dad was mentioned by Post Malone on his Instagram account. Yeah. You know what I mean?
The dad she sees daily is some dickhead holding an acoustic guitar.
Just some
guy. Which is funny. It's all this like weird.
Just some weird guy talking to how she needs to practice piano. More, yeah. You know? Yeah. That's how
you're
she views
football,
me.
You're watching football, just strumming.
Yeah, she's like, nobody likes this. Yeah. But then, you know, her friends have no idea that we even exist. And like, you know, Billie Eilish is like as big as big can be, and is breakdancing to our songs. And it's like, dude, your dad rules. It went from we're being total losers to man, that must be crazy. And meanwhile, we're just at this average everyday life.
Meanwhile, we're music
just,
and beans.
Yep.
With no music.
Getting more chicken.
Just beans. Yeah.
Yes. Meanwhile, we just want to sit and relax for a bit.
But that's another thing I think people don't realize, but like listeners to this might not realize, that when you are in these bubbles of when you're on tour or when you are doing a band or doing a record, sometimes you completely miss other artists who come up the same time as you.
Definitely.
Just because you're so in your world.
Yep. Hyper-focused.
Yeah. Mm. I remember like back when I was in the Blackout, like there was so many bands who people would talk to me about now who we were equals on level.
Yeah.
But I never heard. Like, it was crazy. It's just such a weird...
It absolutely happens. It absolutely happens. You know, you're focused on like, if you're not on tour with them, you don't hear them because you're just not listening to music the same way. You don't like turn on the radio anymore to listen to what's happening now.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. Like, you know, you're so focused on what you're trying to accomplish. And like, sometimes that's cool to be hyper focused, and then other times you're like some mad scientist in its own bubble working for no reason. You know what I mean? Like, and you can't enjoy things. You can't like enjoy like the fact that I don't know what the hell came out, but you know, you just can't enjoy listening to a modern song for what it is.
Yeah. Have you found you've done the old man thing of going, oh, this isn't music? Have you heard in any of these new
that's him.
Artists?
That's him. I only listen to new shit. Yeah. That's it.
That's me, but not in a negative way, just in a, because I truly think that like everything doesn't have to be so black and white, and I don't think that you need to like make fun of things. I just think that you don't need to listen to stuff that you don't enjoy.
Yeah. Mm.
You know what I mean? So yeah, like, yeah, yeah. I don't listen, like, you take for example like Billie Eilish. I don't think that it matters whether I listen to it or don't listen to it. Yeah. I think that people who love it should absolutely love it. And that also applies to people who are like way, way, way smaller. It doesn't, I don't think size is a gauge of how great something is. So like, I 100% don't get Kanye West.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't get it. I don't understand what people view as genius when he does it, yeah, as compared to when somebody else does it.
Yeah.
So it's hard for me to understand the difference between hype and reality.
Yeah.
Because I don't listen to that style of music. You know what I mean? Yeah, so yeah, it's yeah, like, but sense, yeah, but I would never want somebody else who enjoys it to be knocked down a level. For I would never want my view on it to cloud somebody else's view on it. Mm. I think that that's a problem in music. I think that people online just want to, and that's, to be honest with you, that's the problem with what politics,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
People want you to feel bad for believing or listening to what you do. For some reason, they thrive on that negativity of, yeah, like being above you.
And if, yeah, if
I don't have that view of music. I think that like, if I don't know, if the Rednecks, what's that song called? Cotton Eye Joe. If that's your favorite song, own it, live it, love nice. It, and embrace it.
But that is somebody's favorite song. Somewhere,
it is 100%. Somebody listens to that.
I'd be married a long time ago if it wasn't for this bloody Cotton Eye Joe.
I never thought of that.
Somebody listens to that song 10 times a day.
Wow.
They have to.
Yeah. Penny's dropped with that now, but yeah, it must be.
Yeah.
Well,
but in that Kanye world, though, hype is reality.
Yeah.
Sure.
And then it creates more hype, and then that becomes real. And then just,
but if it's not,
it's that cycle.
But if it's not hype to you, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
Nice.
But the Billie Eilish thing, real quick. Billie Eilish, to me, I love her. I think she's great.
Yeah.
And I just saw her recently. I thought she was unbelievable. It's insane. But the fact that they can record something in a bedroom and win Grammys over people that spent shitloads of money on albums, which I'm sure they spent money.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to say they record a free album. There's money involved in Billie Eilish. But that's pretty sweet. And even if it's a lie, even if they didn't fully do the album in their bedroom, the fact that he can sit up there and go, to all the kids in the bedrooms, we can do it. Yeah. I think that's cool. And that's computers making it more accessible. I mean, I just think that's cool. Nice. So I like it. I like her music, but I love that part of it.
Awesome. Nice. Incredible, yeah. And with all that now, obviously you mentioned you've got this tour of Silverstein, and then you've got some time off, but what else have you got planned now for the rest of the year? Is there anything else we can expect along the way?
Yeah, in May, we go out in the States with Bayside for their 20-year anniversary tour and Senses Fail. So that'll be a banger. Can't Swim. Nice. So there's, you know, four well-known fun bands on that tour, and that's going to be a big I used to listen to Hawthorne Heights in high school tour. Which is, yeah, that's going to be a big one for that. We better bring that shirt out for it. And that's going to be fun. That's going to be people who are like all probably right around the same age. Some will bring their kids, some will bring their husbands and wives and stuff like that. It'll be a night out, and it'll be a great time. We know all those bands, so it'll be fun. It'll be a good hangout time as well. Nice. We're really looking forward to that. Then we got some fun stuff after that, like Hawaii, and you know, play a show there and lay on the beach, and then we're working on the fall right now with another fun band. So we don't really want to think about that right now because I just mentioned three more months of touring.
Yeah.
But it's nice that it will be balanced with 3 months of nothing.
Yes.
As well. So yeah.
Yes.
So we're like a marathon runner right now, and you're on that last quarter of the mile, and whew, we're on, you know,
can't wait.
Yeah, yeah, we're on, I don't know,
but this is
1,000 meters of 1,200. I think, or it's 1,600 meters. So we're on 1,200.
5 billion meters. We have quite a few, but not a lot left.
Yes. Yeah. We can see the finish line. That's nice. The thing is we can see the finish line.
But we keep running and it stays just as far away as when we started.
Yeah, we're not sure we'll ever get to the finish line, but we can see it.
It's like going to Las Vegas and going, oh, I can just walk. I can just walk. It's right there. And then you see walk it for an hour and you're like, still there.
We're not going anywhere.
Good.
That's awesome. For sure.
Good. Yeah, well, thanks.
Yeah, thanks so much for this. Doing this.
Yeah, of course.
Pleasure.
Of course.
Pleasure.
Oh, yeah. We always wish there was more hours in the day because we'd love to just talk and hang out. And
This has been fantastic. Yeah. And I think
I've really enjoyed this.
Yeah, it's been really good for the listeners to...
Very insightful.
Yeah, hear your side of it because, we have a lot of people come on and... They do the typical, everything's fucking great. I just love it.
Well, you're probably talking to a lot of people who are at the beginning of their album cycle.
Yeah, that is true, yeah.
And you do. You get a refresh. You get a reset. It's like Christmas morning. You know Christmas morning's in like 3 days. You can't wait to unwrap and see what's in there. And every time you're getting ready to release an album, and it's like, man, I think the fans are going to love it. And then you don't get to talk to bands. Like maybe 3 months later, it's like, man, I think the fans fucking hated this. you know what I mean?
It's like you're waiting for Christmas morning. You get a toy that's amazing, but that you forgot to buy the batteries.
Oh. Yeah.
And everything's closed. So it's kind of like, I'm kind of stoked. But
Way past Christmas at this point. Yeah.
We're looking for batteries.
Yeah. we're looking for something to keep going.
We're just hoping for Halloween, baby. We're hoping for a candy bar.
Amazing.
Oh, great. Really. Wow. Thanks so much.
Literally.
Brilliant. Thank you, guys. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah. Thanks for having us. Cool. We appreciate it. And obviously, good luck with the podcast.
Looks like you've
interviewed a lot of wonderful people,
had some great
conversations. Yeah. And that's what it's all about.
Cool. Yeah, we try it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah,
of course.
You're listening to Sappy Podcast.
Woo!
Yes,
thank you very much to the boys in Ortho Lights. That chat was so fun. As you could tell, for a second, it had turned me Mexican. but I am fully back to being a Welsh idiot now. Yeah, thanks to the boys. What a laugh.
Yes, I've really enjoyed that with JT and Matt. Thanks again for taking time out on the UK tour to talk everything. Really good, really good insight. You enjoyed it a lot. You had just smiles were floating about for ages.
Yeah. I think they thought it was going to be like a regular interview, as a lot of people do. Like, they came into it sad-faced, going, oh, here we go, got to answer the same questions over and over. And by the end of it, they were like, oh, this was fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, they enjoyed it as well. And, yeah, it was just a nice chat.
Thank you very much again to Good As Gold for looking out for us and getting us the interview with the boys. We love them and we hope to see them again very, very soon.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so. Round two would be exquisite. Yes. And make sure you check out Hawthorne Heights' website for all the latest news on tours, merch, new releases and everything. They've been working on a couple of new songs.
They got some great merch.
Top merch. Bit merch envy, really.
Yeah.
But yeah, new music as well, and they've put out some really good albums the last couple of years. Go and check that out too. And again, make sure you're following us everywhere on social media platforms that are Twitter, Instagram. I don't know why I said everywhere. This is the only two we're on. But it's at Sappening Pod.
At SAPPENINPOD. At SAPPEN.
And if you didn't know, Sean's in a band called Raiders Band UK on Instagram, Twitter, and the Facebook. That's French for Facebook.
Ooh, Les Facebook. Nice. And if you didn't know, Morgan isn't in a band, but you can find him online on the social medias at MHRichards_.
Yes, you can. And it's probably going to be a couple of, not sad, but... disappointed posts this week because I was supposed to be in America right now, and obviously because everything going on around in the world, I was not allowed to travel to Florida, and I'm a little bit upset about that. But not bitter. I'm not bitter at all. Just a little bit upset. Just a little bit.
I tell you what, show them how upset you are by putting a photo of your face on our socials, right?
Okay.
And you can have a game of guess how Morgan's feeling, like I do every time I see him. Because you can't tell, because it's a statically straight face.
Yeah, but I was supposed to be covering WrestleMania this week.
But you're now doing this.
Yeah, and I'm really happy about that, but...
Are you?
Yeah. Because we would have done this anyway, but it's just... I like wrestling.
No, no, I was trying to look in the sides of my mouth to see if you were genuinely happy.
But here's the thing, right? Because you make this joke about my...
It's not... I was in a joke, though! Look at your face in photos, bro!
Yeah, I know some photos I look absolutely miserable when I'm like, I thought I felt happy at that point. But like, no, I've noticed, because like, right now, right, look at me now, right? I'm smiling, yeah? Right, I've even got a mirror in front of me. I'm smiling. And there's like little dimples there and stuff. Yeah. I guess the beard.
Hidden
right,
behind the beard.
Because of my beard and the way it is on my face. Yeah?
Yeah.
Hear me out with this. I think it creates an illusion that I'm constantly miserable, like I've got a resting bitch face.
Nope.
Well, not. I'm actually like, when I'm smiling, you just can't see it?
Nope.
Is it not?
No, I think you've got constant resting bitch face.
But there's like dimples there.
I'm not denying the existence of dimples. I'm exactly. You just give yourself a thumbs up in the mirror, you fucking psychopath. Yeah, so, I'm not denying the fact you have dimples. That's a fact. I'm denying the fact that your face ever looks or simulates being happy.
Yeah.
Anybody, I tell you what, go back, right? Anybody listening to this, go back and find a photo of Morgan smiling. It's rare.
I know exactly.
Well, yeah, you know photos of it. I'm on about people now. People that know him, but even if you don't know him, it's even better. Find photos of Morgan, right? Pulling different emotional faces, right? I want to make a graph now. I want to make a t-shirt, right? Where we have 8 to 12 different versions of you or Ed's with what emotions meant to be underneath it.
So is it going to be like, what Morgan are you feeling this today? And it's like, I'm about a 4 today.
Yeah,
like,
but obviously we use the same image for every photo because I can never fucking tell how you were feeling. Whereas my long head, instantly, you can walk to my car and be like, he's in a mood.
Yeah.
Whereas you a face, I'm like, I can't tell if he's won a lottery or if somebody he loves has died.
Wow.
Oh, I'm going to myself laugh.
And if that's the best excuse to follow me on Twitter and Instagram, @MHRichards_, please do, why not?
Yeah.
Speaking of all things us, we said Patreon, patreon.com/happening.
Yes.
But please accept our thank yous with what we're about to do, because the description of this episode, I don't know where I was going, but we're here.
Yeah.
Check out the description of this episode, because there's loads of fantastic, brilliantly and wonderful human beings that we need to thank.
Thank you
but
very
we
much.
We need to give a massive big up and shout out to the elite members of our Sapling Podcast community, and they are the people that Sean are about to read out.
Sean are about to read out. Fucking hell, Morg. Morg, you sound like you had a stroke about 15 minutes ago. I'm sorry for any stroke survivors who are listening to this, who've now been upset by me saying that and then listening to Morgan and being reminded of what it's like to have a stroke.
Sorry.
These are the people we need to thank. And they are Kylie the Rainbow Kiss Wheeler, the OG Sapling couple, Paul and Becky. Help, she's holding me hostage. Has nobody released Paul? That's been the last 2 weeks now. Paul, shout if you're in trouble. Oh, I won't be able to hear you. It don't matter. Mitch Perry. It's all about the... he said, she said, Mo Dick. Amy the Alligator, Chomp Chilvers, Amadine Urbano, Emma Barber, Janelle the Chainmaster, Caston, Drew Stonk in Megalash Styles, Dilly, my cats will kill me in my sleep before Corona does Grimwood, Kelly the Wisconsin Dust Storm Young, Nathan Crawshaw, Scarlett the Australian Uppercut Charlton, Kelly Ewan, Dana Kiss Me Once Lasnova, Kate Buttock, Simon Amos, Jenny episode 69, Name Your Sex Day, Cool Munster, Emily Senegals, Amy the Champion, Lucy Diaz, John and Emma, Martina McManus, Hollywood Undead are my favourite band, no they're not, Erin Howard, Marcy Jacobson, James the Landshark Oakley, Kieran the Smash Debater Lewis, Sarah Stewart, Paddy the Kentucky Tractor Puller Wakefield, Michael Engler, Jamie the Charizard in Old Jamie, his name's not Jamie Old Jamie, really though, is it? Like, I know his first name's Jamie, but his surname's not Old Jamie. Because that would make Jamie's parents very unimaginative.
Wow.
Mike Cunningham, Wayne Kerr, Livy LaVida Loca Cropper, Lydia Henderson, Ewart Snigrin at Wayne Kerr, James McNaught, Kelly Cannon, Shania West, Tallulah Grant, Kate Stevenson, Scott the Space Doc, Fondue Jones, Chester the Munging Draws, Amy the Unicorn Thomas, Stuart McNaught, Tony Michael, Jenny Robinson, Jamie Blower, Jordan Burchard, Craig Harris, Lewis Cook, Sarah the Alaskan Diamond Cleaner, James. And if we haven't read your name out and you have literally become an elite member of the podcast recently, that is because we have to record this way in advance due to that coronavirus, which was about at the time. May still be about now. I don't know at this point. But also, I want to say a very, very happy birthday to Chloe.
Yes!
Who is turning 18 on the 31st of March.
Woo!
Yes, happy birthday, Chloe. Hope you have a fantastic day from myself and Morgan.
Yes.
And the lovely, lovely Kylie Wheeler and all of the Sapmin Patreon gang. So thank you very much to everybody involved with the Patreon. Thank you very much to everybody involved in our lives in any way, trying to make them more positive. And a big piss off to everybody trying to make our lives super negative.
Yeah, fuck you. But thank you to everyone involved. We love you very, very, very much.
I was expecting that from you.
No.
I reckon I'm slowly wearing you down.
Do you reckon?
I hope so.
Is there any, if you...
I don't want my negativity,
no,
right?
No, no, yeah, yeah.
To bleed into you,
no,
right?
No, I don't want that either. Because no. I've seen
yeah.
how you... Yeah. Have you seen it the other way around, though? Have you seen any of my positivity or silliness affect you in any way? Nah?
Yeah. Yeah, people keep going, Sean, are you fucking absolutely steaming drunk? Because you can't speak. And I'm like, oh, sorry, I've been hanging out with Morgan, the journalist.
Yeah, that's...
You know, because he spokes real goods.
That's me.
He does speaks real good uns.
But anyway, patreon.com/sapname. If you want to get involved, get your name in that list. We love you very, very, very much. And of course, we're posting more bonus content on our Sapname wall as it goes on. Let us know if you'd like anything in particular.
All right, cool.
As bonus content or
yeah,
anything like that.
Actually, yeah.
WrestleMania was supposed to be this week. It's probably still going on. It might not be going on. Who knows? We're recording this in advance.
What are people listening?
Oh, they do know. But I was gonna,
we know now.
Yeah. But I was going to mention, if they want me to dig up any like old wrestling interviews I've got,
ooh.
I could put them on the Patreon, maybe.
That's true, yeah.
And, like little clips of funny things from previous interviews.
Yeah.
I've got a couple. Why not?
Matt Hardy from AEW going, Sapmin!
Yes, we do.
That's terrifying.
We've got quite a few things.
Yeah,
so.
We've got some good ends. Yeah, so, cool. Yeah, cool. That's it then for this week?
No.
What?
Word. Of a week.
71. Sapmin 71. Sapmin 71. No. Hashtag Sapmin lovers. Because Ohio is for lovers. So Sapmin lovers.
Sapmin is for lovers.
Sapmin lovers. Sapmin is for lovers.
Yeah, Sapmin is for lovers.
Sapmin, I don't know if it'll be, that sounds like too many characters to me, but I don't know. Sapmin is for lovers. If it doesn't work,
that's a t-shirt. That should be a t-shirt. Can we nick that and do Sapmin is for lovers?
JT, if you've got this far, sorry, bro, for sorry. All, everything that's happened involving us. Can we have that? Let us know. If he doesn't let us know, that means he's listened and he agrees that we can have that.
I like it. Thank you so much, JT. That'll be available. Maybe.
Yeah, yes.
Okay, Sapmin's for lovers. Put it in all your Instagram stories and
as much
Twitter.
As you can, please.
Just put it out there. Send
please.
It to all your friends.
We need the help.
Yeah, just fucking do it, would you? I'm sorry.
Just fucking do it, will you?
I don't mean to
right,
swear.
I gotta go. Morgan's turned really negative, and I don't like this. Oh no! You won't like him when he's angry. Oh no! The incredible sulk, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, probably be me, yeah. Anyway, thank you so much. We appreciate you. We love you. Stay safe. Don't die. And remember, Sapmin is for lovers.
Yes, it is. Peace. We out this bitch. Sapmin!
Sapmin!
Tidy fucking darts.
You're listening to Sapmin Podcast with Sean Smith and Morgan Richards. Thank you very much for downloading this podcast or streaming it, or I don't know what else you do with podcasts. Thank you very much.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free.
warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.